Joe Elliott from Def Leppard, welcome to the show.
Afternoon.
Great excitement here in South Africa as we hear that Def Leppard are about to tour.
For the very first time in South Africa, we are on our way.
Are you excited?
We are actually incredibly buzzed that we're getting back just from within, from record company, from people like yourself that I'm talking to. It's incredibly good. Rick, his car spun out of control and he lost his arm. They had reattached it for 2 days, the infection set in, it almost killed him. So unfortunately, they had to amputate it again. You know,
like working with Matt.
It's fair to say that he's a slave driver, but we didn't mind that. He'd say, no, you can sing that better. And I'd think, no, I can't. And he'd make me do it again, and I'd listen back to it the next day and go, good grief.
So
that's way better than I could have done it on my own. So, well, you know, you set all the equipment up in the studio, and then you go into the control room, and you look at each other and go, what do we do now? I enjoyed making Slang because we did it in a different way, and it was much more natural. With the records that we made with Mutt, other than High and Dry, we actually made very unnatural records to try and basically recreate a musical equivalent of the Star Wars movies. Big movies that will never be forgotten about, and we wanted to try and make records that people had never made before. We were trying to make the hard rock equivalent of a Sgt. Pepper. A lot of studios are like that. We kind of got fed up with that. I mean, spent so long in studios on things like Hysteria and Adrenaline. We wanted to actually be able to see the sun go down, so we just rented a house and proofed the walls by just hanging cloth and carpets up and stuff like that on lesser equipment. And in fairness, the stuff we used wasn't even lesser equipment. They were called ADAP machines, which are like 8-track VHS tape machines, but they are digital, so the quality of them is superior to most things knocking around anyway. We just banked four of them up, so we had 32-track recording studio in our house, and we had a kitchen, and we had, you know, we didn't have the corporate clock going down telling how much per hour you're spending. There was no receptionist. And Phil, our guitarist, always says, there was no grown-ups there.
And
But just because I've never got fed up of playing it, and I've never got fed up with the reaction it gets, or the way it sounds, or the video even, is, I have to say, Pour Some Sugar On Me. You know, it's a kind of a cross between rap and rock. I think it's a very sexy song. I've always been a fan of honky-tonk women. It was very interesting to see girls strip into it in strip clubs, because it became the stripper's anthem in the late 80s. You couldn't go in one without hearing, you know, watching somebody shed their clothes to it. And it just proved that that's what it was. It was an incredibly sexy, people knew the music, because it's the first time we're going to be down there. So that, like, you know, the first meeting between, you know, the band and the South African audience. But, you know, what they're going to see is five guys on stage performing the hell out of a career's worth of songs. We're not coming down there like a Kiss show with, like, lasers and explosions. We're coming down to say, hey, this is five guys. We have enough personality to not need that stuff. Here's the songs that we do, and you're going to love them.